Would you let somebody in if they were doing that? Like, just banging on your door?
That's going to be a nope.
Alex, I just feel like, what if the roles were reversed? You'd have to, like, do that, right?
No.
Like, if that was you?
No, sir. God, never answer the door to a stranger like that.
I feel like if it's one person, you could let them in real quick. But then we got people on the phones I want to get to. 317-239-1009 that might say, do not do that. Lindsay, you have a story about your neighbor. What happened?
Yeah, don't ever open your door. At about 11 o'clock 2 months ago, there was a girl that knocked on the door and said that she had trouble with her car. They let her in, and then three males followed her in, and they beat up the people that were in the home, and they took all of the electronics and a lot of cash and then left out the back door. So don't ever open your door for anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Did she look, and I don't know what you do know, but did she at least, like, did she have a peephole to look through? Did she see other people, or she just saw one woman?
She just saw the woman. I'm guessing she didn't look through the people and just let the woman in, and three men followed her. And yeah, it was, they got really, really lucky that they didn't get killed.
No kidding.
Thank
How
you.
Horrifying.
Thank you for calling in, Lindsay. Like, and that's the thing too. Like, if I was gonna let somebody in, I'd have like a handgun, like just in case you want to try something.
Mm-mm. You are gambling with death here. You want to let hitchhikers into your car? You want to let strangers into your house to use your phone?
I don't know why. Listen, Lindsay's got a scary story right there that just called in with her neighbor. But I don't feel like the world's 100% bad. We hear one story and we get scared about everything. I don't think every person, help me, is going to kill you.
Well, no, but majority yes.
Jennifer's on the Joan Alex Show. Something happened to you at Butler. What went down?
So it wasn't me. It was one of my friends. They were at the student housing, off-campus housing, but it was right by campus. This woman banged on their door, was screaming and everything, and they did not open the door. They called the cops. Apparently, there was actually a drive-by. This woman got shot. There was a handprint the next morning. Unfortunately, the woman was deceased, but
like a bloody handprint?
A bloody handprint.
No!
And there was blood everywhere.
Yikes!
And they might have been able to save her if they would have opened the door and let her in and called 911, but they didn't, did they?
They called 911, and they told her, because she was obviously injured and everything, they told her they, like, put pressure on the blood and everything. I mean, they're students at this point. What could they do? But what if there was someone else following them?
That's true.
But
you guys are
it's crazy.
It's for sure crazy. I feel like you got to open that door. Somebody's begging for help. 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter. If you actually have a story, something happened to you or somebody you know. Ashley, you have a story about your mom. What happened to your mom, Ashley?
Yeah, so actually just the other night, at about midnight, they got a knock on the door. My parents live in basically the middle of nowhere. So to get a knock on the door is super, super scary, especially in the middle of the night. And their big dog just died, so it's even scarier, because he usually bark and scare people away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom goes to the door, and their door has, like, glass in it, so you can, like, see out. And whoever's there can see it. And about 2 years ago, my brother was robbed at gunpoint. And he was released from jail the night that they got a knock on the door. And the guy that had, like, all my parents' information, because my brother still lived there.
Ooh.
And
you think they were coming after your brother because they knew he got out?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, like, that's kind of my mom's first thought. I'm like, then where the hell did you go to the door? But anyways, she opened it, and it was a cop at midnight saying, oh, by the way, we just wanted to let you know that the guy that robbed your son is released from jail. I was like, you couldn't tell me this in the middle of the day?
You couldn't call earlier or text or email or Facebook message?
Dive into IG DMs.
That's crazy. Hey, thank you, Ashley, for sharing your story. 317-239-1009. If you've had something like this happen, we want to talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.